Hey everybody, welcome to the Automation Podcast, episode 200. I can't believe we made it. And as promised, I'm giving you a tour of our new offices here. I'm in the front of the building and it's starting to rain. So let's go ahead and walk up to the front of the office. All right, so here we are in the lobby and you can see the board behind me. We're right here, 317 to 321. So we're gonna go ahead and take the elevator up and we're gonna go to that door right there. Okay, so you can see the new sign they put up. We made it to the top of the list here because we are 321. That's our first office. And over here you can see this is kind of a shabby looking door. I'm sure they're going to replace it with something nice once all the tenants have moved in. But a little history about this building where we moved into. This used to be the Wayfair building. They had all three floors. They were mostly open. And so now that Wayfair decided not to come back after COVID, they're trying to rent out the different floors and the different offices, and they're building new offices. And we'll see some of that work inside. Okay, as we come in the door here, we see a shared conference room that any of the tenants can use and schedule for private meetings. And then as we come around, we can see the floor here. Let me go ahead and move forward some. And over on the left here, we can see all the new offices. This used to be totally open. This is what you've been maybe hearing in my videos, the construction going on. So there's a tenant taking up that big space there. Then the next office is empty. And then the one all the way down there at the end, that is my neighbors. They're moving over there. And then over here, we have Mass Hire. They've moved in. I don't see a lot of people there. I don't know if they're still working from home or if they're on the road, but it's almost always empty. And then here on the right-hand side, we have the common kitchen area, which any of the tenants can use. And this just happens to be called the Rockwell Room, not for Rockwell Automation, but for the Rockwell Museum down in Southern Berkshire County. All right, so let's go ahead and move forward. Now over here on the left, there's two training rooms, which we could expand into if we have large classes with more than 8 people. And then right here, we have a more common area, and then we have some more offices for lease down here. I had looked at these offices, but they didn't really suit our needs. So that's why I rented the ones way down at the end. Okay, so this is the Insights in Automation Hall of Offices here, and this is our common area. I'll show it to you in a minute, but over here I have running, we have 200 podcasts now, and hundreds of other videos, the Automation Show, the Automation Minute, Tech Tips. So we have those running 24/7 some days, not every day, but 24/7 here on a TV, and we have, this is going to be a more of a conference room, lunch area. Right now the table we're leasing with the office space, the chairs aren't comfortable. So we've asked them to possibly switch it out, or we'll just have them take them off the lease and we'll get something more comfortable. But that will be kind of like an open area to eat lunch or to, you know, have short meetings. And here is Studio A. So let's go ahead and take a look at what it looks like today. And here you can see our open space right here. We already have plans to replace the zebras, which are constantly 24/7 dodging those arrows. I haven't seen one get hit yet. So they're very good at what they do, but it's not our style. We're more high tech. So we have plans on how to replace that, but let's go into Studio A first. There it is, Studio A. You can see the setup I use for the morning news show and the morning news rundown, and then the camera and the TVs that I'm using to see what I'm talking about. And in the future, we'll be holding interviews here. We still have to get some plants and maybe a backdrop, but in any case, you can see it right there. These are the comfy chairs. We got them on sale, brand new. It was a great deal. My son Joseph helped us with that. But I still think, oh, and I should mention thank you to my wife for painting that wall. It was an ugly orange before, and she painted a nice gray. And we do want to put something in front of it, but for now we don't have, because the construction is winding down, we don't have any scheduled interviews or even just chats, having people come in and stop by, show us new products. But we do need like a table there and some plants and maybe some kind of backdrop. Let me go ahead and turn around and we'll take another look at Studio A here. Let's see if I can get in between the chairs with the tripod. That's another look here. You can definitely see that we've decided to put it in front of the whiteboard. We tried all different configurations and that's just the best place for it. If we want to use the whiteboard, we will have the landlord put it on this other wall. Now, the reason we have the TVs on a rolling stand is so that we can swivel everything around so that we can use the same exact camera and TVs and setup for our interviews. And you can see the computer I constantly mention is over there. It's just an older i5 I had lying around. I would use it with my grandson when he wanted to play video games, but now it's doing a new job here in the office. Okay. And I've just found turning off the overhead lights works better when we're filming. They're on motion detectors too, so if I don't move enough, they'll go off. So with that, let's leave Studio A and go check out the next room, which is our office. Okay, so I had my son Joseph open up the door. We had him put this window in here because this was originally, you can't see it under the label, but this was originally an IT closet, but we wanted some place where we could talk and have privacy and maybe store our filing cabinet with all our bills and invoices and whatnot. So let's go ahead and take a look into the office here. And I've got a lot crammed in here and we still have to bring in another workbench. But here you'll see our desks. And one of the desks is the one my son is using to work on all the stuff he's been working on. Right now we're finishing up the Arduino course. We've done a lot of YouTube videos on that and articles on that on the blog. And of course, we have our trusty Brother Printer, which I'm a big fan of that company. And then over here, we have our cart, which we've been using to move equipment back and forth. And my desk, which is currently a second studio for Joseph to film his courses. So he doesn't have to go very far to do the filming. And now you know why I've been wearing black. All the studio shirts are way in the corner there, kind of out of the way. So eventually I'll start going through the different colors again with the studio shirts. There's a bunch of just supplies there, USB cables, VGA cables, pigtails, power cables, just all the stuff I've packed up out of the home office in the garage and brought here. And then we got a couple of printers, one Dremel, which is your standard filament printer, which was donated by my son, and the other one was donated by my brother who upgraded his printer. So in any case, and then you'll notice around the office we have some Wyze cameras, and that's so we can keep track of who's where. If we're looking for somebody, and when we have students come in, we definitely want to be able to, get in touch with them, let them know that class has started back up, we got a lecture coming, and so on. So let's go ahead and leave the office. And now we're going to go into Studio B. Now, before we go into Studio B, this is where I'm going to be doing my shows every midday. It's also where I'm going to be recording a lot of my lessons, okay? So this is a replica of what I have in the garage. I don't have all the slot wall up or all the wall control up yet. That's going to be a major project. I'm going to do that over time. But in most of my videos, you don't even need to see me, right? I'm focused on the equipment or I'm focused on my screen. And again, we still are putting things together because we're going to work all day and try to get everything working and up and running. So what you'll see behind me is over here, you'll see a rack full of boxes. That's where almost all the stuff that wasn't hanging on the wall is. We got a lot of new stuff for the new courses we're filming. And of course, you'll see, I want you to take notice too, in the garage, we had everything in that studio room. We had everything mounted to the walls and ceiling. And here we had to use extruded aluminum as Tinker Toys to construct our own overhead camera and light rack. So take a look at that. This is our first try at it. I think it came out pretty good, but we may have multiple generations of it. So with that said, let me go ahead and pick up the camera. And we'll go into the room. Now, I haven't done any wire management. It's kind of messy. But in any case, I did want to give you an idea of what it looked like. And let me flip the camera screen over so I can see what I'm showing you. And so here we have our widget machine conveyor. Currently doing double duty as, just holding stuff up. So we do have everything we need to turn it into a widget machine. It's just, except for time, I guess, is what I should say. Then we have a couple of TV stands. I'm not a big fan of these. I'm going to get some dollies to put them on. I really like the top and bottom ones we have in the Studio A. And of course, they're right in front of the whiteboard, which we probably won't use much. But it'd be nice if those TV stands were on wheels so we could wheel them around. And then you can see our box of stuff. You even got the PI demo there, almost ready to go. And a lot of other stuff going on. And then I wanted to show you, this is our design here. It's just very simple. We just needed something to hold our cameras and lighting and microphones above the two workbenches. And I have these workbenches. I think they're all the way up. I like to stand when I work, and because we spend enough time sitting in front of computers, right? And so that is what the studio looks like. And you can see here, I've stolen some of the PLCs out of this system. I'm actually changing this system up quite a bit. We're going to have three PLCs in there, one set of controls that we will be able to swap between, so we can film three different courses at the same time. And I'm actually working on another lesson on this. I know in the previous lesson I talked about drilling and tapping. My new set that's going to be on the other workbench is going to be held together with brackets. I'm going to just try the brackets. They seem strong enough, and it's a lot simpler to do than, drilling and tapping. And here on the workbench in Studio B is a bunch of Siemens stuff. So we got to do unboxing videos on these, and I'm still waiting to get together with the folks at Siemens to go over IO-Link and how their products implement it. But they've already shut me in the product, so you'll be seeing new lessons on IO-Link added to the S7 course, and you'll see new videos, free videos, from us on covering those products. Then I want to show you far over there at the end, behind the monitors, you will see my laptop stand made up of boxes. So if anybody has a good recommendation for a laptop stand, but right now with my son working here and with four different rooms, and there's no holes between these walls, I'm forced to use multiple computers instead of just using one. So in here, I'm using my laptop. It's a personal laptop, but it's real beefy, right? It's a 3070 video card and an i9. So I can use it in here, produce videos with it and whatnot. And then I can take it home and do editing at home. But I wanted to give you guys a good look at the new Studio B. And now let's go into the training room. Now, I would just want to prep you. I don't have all the training stands are at home being built. So we were here last night to 7 or 8 o'clock. So let me go ahead and grab the lights. Okay. So because of the construction, I was hiding here. This wall on the left is a brick wall, a solid wall. And so it really filtered out a lot of the noise when they were constructing those walls and painting and sanding. And so I've been working in the training room. We've tried several different setups for this this room, and I think I like this big U-shape setup the best. We're going to be able to get 8 people in here without a problem, and we'll have plenty of room to move around. My son and I have been using the whiteboard there to kind of brainstorm on future projects. And I even built a small little studio here. If you follow me on LinkedIn, you probably saw that. So I could film the new HMI course I'm working on while I sit in here in the nice quiet space. Of course, this filming will move into Studio B we were just in after a while. Now, like I said, we don't have all of the equipment here. I've been really struggling with trainers. Even the least expensive trainer I could find without a PLC, the suitcase trainer you guys have seen many times in my office, in my studio, you know, that's $1,500 cost plus shipping. And then, you know, I have to add something onto it for shipping and handling to handle it and hopefully make a profit, right, to stay in business. And then I have to install a PLC or the user has to have a PLC. And I'm like, that just seems too expensive. So I'm building trainers that I'm going to teach my students how to create that will allow them to use, you know, they'll be able to build them themselves. They can order all the parts online, put it together, and they don't have to pay a markup fee for anybody to be a middleman. And that's what we'll see in here. And I promise to post a new picture of that once I get it built. And you guys can see what I mean. But we will eventually have 8 stations in here. We're shooting first for 4 stations. We've been testing the computers to make sure we buy the right computers. I would love to just buy, you know, 4 gaming rigs at $3,000 a piece, but that's not in the budget. We have affordable courses here. I know a lot of people like to charge $3,000 for a week of training. That's not what we're going to charge because, you know what? We think the more people get trained on this stuff, the better. And you know what? I don't need to be a millionaire. You can't take it with you, right? So in any case, I just wanted to show you the training room. This is where I've been hanging out. Of course, when my daughter moved, she left some appliances. So we got coffee, we got a microwave, went out and picked up a mini fridge there with a freezer. And so we're all set. We get to work here all day. Now let me come in here. I know the place is a mess because we haven't had anybody in yet to train, but I did want to show you some of the hardware we recently received. So the little Micro 820s at the end, those I picked up, I got a great deal on them from a wholesaler who picked them up on the cheap. Somebody's shop closed and they had all these extra products. But these here, these Siemens HMIs and S7-1200s, I was able to trade advertising credits with Siemens to get these. This is huge. You know, I don't know how long it would have taken me to earn enough profit to go out and buy new hardware. So the fact that I can trade advertising and making my videos ad-free on their products for actual product to train people on, I think it's a win-win. Okay, with the turret done, I wanted to talk to you about the future of the Automation Podcast. It's completely amazing that you guys have watched enough shows to get us to 150,000 plus. I think it was 154,000 plus views or downloads last year of the show. And I just want to say I appreciate every one of you. I also want to say I appreciate the vendors who sponsored the show. There was a time where we weren't going to be able to keep doing it. It was just cost so much. It's about really 6 to 8 hours from soup to nuts to put the show together. And without the sponsors coming on and sponsoring the show, it probably would have ended. And as you can imagine, I've sunk every penny of my savings into this company over the last 10 years. And now, with 10 years under our belt, we need to start making a profit. Not a massive profit, a modest profit. And so what we're doing with the Automation Podcast is we're no longer going to be doing ad-promoted or ad-backed episodes. And the reason is the ad revenue we get is pennies. It's pennies. It's somebody working at McDonald's would make more than what we make after a year for an ad-free video. There's just not enough controls engineers and electrical engineers out there for our show to be profitable by ads. And the reason is Rockwell, Siemens, Schneider, all these big players, Emerson, they're not advertising on YouTube. Well, not on shows that that talk about automation from other companies. And so that's why we thought the advertising model was good. You know, we have a vendor like a Siemens or a Schneider or a Banner or a Red Lion, and I'm worried about leaving somebody out because we have so many great sponsors. You know which ones are sponsored because they don't have any ads on it, right? And we've had so many great people sponsor our show, and they typically get, you know, twice to maybe 10 times as many views on our show from you, our awesome audience, than they do when they post something of their own on LinkedIn or post something of their own on YouTube, which is great. It's a win for us because our audience gets to hear about something new, and it's a win for them because they're getting in front of a new audience, not their typical followers. And so that's been great. Now, it's time consuming to try to find people who will sponsor the show. And so that's why we had a couple weeks there without a show. And so for episode 200, I just wanted to sit down with you and thank you all for watching, because that gives us the street cred to go and tell our audience, you know, tell our vendors that, you know, we have a great audience. They love the show, especially you guys on audio. You listen to most of the show, like typically 80 to 99% of the show. And YouTube, we have a lot of people who stop by. They just get a gist of the beginning and then they leave. But in either case, we want to thank you all for listening and watching. And I know a lot of people on YouTube listen only, don't actually watch it. But we're going to keep doing the show. We're going to look for vendors who want to partner with us to make the show ad-free, so you're not inundated with ads that have nothing to do with our topic, and so that we don't lose our shirt. Just think, $400 times 200 episodes, probably 75% of them, 80%, maybe 85% were not sponsored. So that gives you a good idea of the time and effort we invested into the show, and we love doing it. I love doing it. And I should say I, because quite honestly, I'm the only one here. I have Joseph working temporarily on Arduino stuff and doing some minor stuff for me here and there. And I have Julius posting news links and microblogs and doing other stuff for me, helping me find the news every morning. But pretty much everything else I'm doing by myself. So, and I love doing it. I love doing it. I love teaching. I love creating videos and whatnot. But in any case, we are going to offer vendors some member-only options. So if a vendor, like if a product manager reaches out to me and says, Sean, I don't have the $400, my multi-billion dollar company doesn't let the product manager actually spend $400 to come on your show, then we're going to be like, well, why don't you come on our free show, which is for members only. And this is something new we're doing. We're actually opening memberships starting at $10 a month. You get the Automation Morning Show live stream every day that we produce it, which is typically about 20 times a month. And then you'll also get other live streams as well. And then we have a $25 level, that's our top level, and that's going to include a lot more content. We're going to take a lot of our older content and make it members only, so members will have this huge library. We're also making that older content ad-free. This is something I've had Julius working on. He's our virtual assistant. And Julius has been going through and editing those videos to clip the beginning and ends off to make them shorter, more, you know, 2024 and less 2012. And making them ad-free. So all those ad-free videos from our, I don't know, we got hundreds and hundreds, will be going for our members in the 25 tier. And I'm going to be doing, my goal is to do new videos every day. So I'm going to be going back and looking at all the questions that came in on all of our, you know, 1,800 articles and videos. And I'm going to start doing daily Q&As. And I think that'll be very valuable to those of us who kind of like that stuff. They want to hear about new problems people are having or old problems people had and what the solution was. So we're also going to be doing after shows on the Automation Podcast. So let's say we have a vendor, they come on, they sponsor the show, it's ad-free. Well, after the show, after that's done and released to the public, I'm going to be doing an after show just for our members that will talk about my impressions, what I thought, what I would like to know more about, and also be soliciting your ideas and questions as well. I'd like to know what you thought of the episodes. So this will all be, you know, I know a lot of people are concerned about talking about things publicly. They don't want anybody to see their opinions. They don't want to get in trouble. They don't want people to think badly of them. So we'll be able to have these open conversations in the member group, in the membership groups, which will be, you know, right now we have a locals. So the $10 membership will be there for the live streams. We'll have two on YouTube, the 10 and the 25. So one is live streams. One is all, everything. And then on the Automation Blog, we'll also have a membership community. And we're going to just see which one. What I found over the years is, I mean, we've been doing this since I built the office in the studio in 2012. So really got going in 2013. And what we found is the people who visit the Automation Blog all the time, we got over 32,000 monthly regular visitors that come by and check out the site and read what we have. And then on YouTube, I think we're up to 46,000 subscribers. I mean, we don't do a lot of, you know, fun stuff or fancy stuff. We're all about tech, so we don't have as much as other people have. And of course, I don't sit there for hours and hours and hours. I'm not retired. You know, I actually have to work for a living and produce courses and sell courses. And you know, I was on the phone yesterday with some big bakeries talking about enrolling their students into our courses. So you got to keep the revenue in or else all the lights go out for good. But in any case, so we got so much going on, but I'm looking forward to bringing you guys who join up in the membership program, some special after hours or after shows. Probably won't do them after hours, but after shows. We're also looking forward to giving you exclusive videos. I hope to do them every day, especially the Q&As, because the Q&As, both they're a video I can give to my members, but it's also something I can give to my students too. So let's say we're doing a Q&A on ControlLogix. I can give that new video to our membership. But also for all the people who are just coming up to speed, right, that maybe they're not experts yet, in my courses, I can actually give that to them as well as kind of a longer AMA lesson. So I'm really excited about doing that. We are still every day looking for people to come on Automation Podcast and sponsor it. Like I said, we're going to offer them a free version of the Automation Podcast, a members-only version where they don't have to sponsor it, but only our core membership audience will get to see those episodes. Those will be numbered completely differently. So we'll continue to do the public, free, sponsored episodes of the Automation Podcast. And granted, we're not going to get some people. There are some vendors on there that we've had on the show over the last 200 episodes that have come on 5 or 10 times, and they can't, you couldn't get a nickel out of them, never mind $400, just to underwrite our costs. And that's life, right? And so you may see me record shows on those products, right, just for the members, because you know, if you have to invest all that time into it, we want to give it to the people who are supporting us. So I hope this makes sense. Please let me know on the comments of this video what you think about our strategy going forward. It's really, I mean, it's based on the fact that there's no ad, you know, after 11 years, it's proof. We can have a video with 500,000 views, right, that doesn't make enough money to buy the PLC I'm covering in the video. So it doesn't make sense anymore. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who love doing YouTube videos after hours. They're not professionals. They don't have 34 years under their belt. They don't have certifications. So, and I support them. I want them to keep doing what they're doing. But here we're trying to, you know, get all the different vendors out there to come on the show. And, you know, we don't want ads for insurance companies or for dog leashes or for hairspray. You know, this is professional. We take time to go through and edit these episodes. We don't want to try to make them perfect, but we want to make them very enjoyable. And so we take the time to edit them, and we want the Automation Podcast to stay the premier and stay the number one industrial automation product technology show in the world like it is today, thanks to you, our audience. So with that, I can't think of anything else to say. I'd love to get your feedback. Feel free to message me on LinkedIn or email me or leave a comment. Feel free to get in touch with me anyway. And I just thank you. Thank you for hanging in there for over 200 episodes. Well, yeah, because we had 48 was actually two different episodes. So thank you for watching and subscribing and just being a member of the audience. And I hope to talk to you all in the near future. Until next time, my friends, though, I want to end the show like I do all of them. Until next time, my friends, peace.